feel? Are you frustrated, disappointed, or both?
I thought we started the game really well today. Wheaton had a magnificent chance, keeps point blank save, and I just felt the last 15 minutes of the first half we stopped doing our jobs all over the pitch. We stopped winning second balls in midfield. We stopped getting tight to their players, and we let them dictate for a period, and subsequently the goal came. But second half, I thought, you know, compared to how we played Tuesday, we were miles better. Yeah. We've had some good chances. Phil's free kick, Phil and James Henry both had good chances where you've got to hit the target to score. But, you know, Tuesday, we know, was a very, very disjointed performance. And I think from there to today, that was a lot better, a lot more fluency in our play. We're obviously frustrated we didn't win, but... you know, apart from the 15, 20 minutes before half time, I've got to take the more heart from it than the way I felt on Tuesday.
Are you concerned about the opportunities that are being created but not being taken?
I think, you know, certainly in the second half, apart from Phil's free kick, that on a really greasy surface today, you shoot low and the surface quickens the ball up, and those ones tend to go in, and we haven't hit the target enough. For the opportunities we've had, but we were better today, and you know, we just kind of like have just got to take the positives with that it was a better performance than Tuesday.
Yeah, I think one manager famously referred to it, I don't know if we're at that stage yet, squeaky bum time. Is that anything to do with the last few weeks overall, Phil? I mean, do you see a difference at this time of the season?
I mean, there's obviously more pressure, but I know there's teams like Wimbledon and Bristol Rovers who are playing with more freedom because they're kind of like in that middle kind of area. But I just think with us that, you know, with what's happened to us and chopping and changing through injuries and suspensions, etc., we're trying to find our rhythm again. And there were signs today that, you know, we looked more like a team than we've done in the last couple of weeks. So... yeah, the pressure is on. I mean, you know, the games are tight. You know, and we've just said to the lads in there that the Gillingham 4-0 or 4-1, whatever it was, and those kind of games, and the Walsall ones, those games don't happen often. It's tight dividing lines which separate games in English football across the board, and you've got to prepare to push yourself to get those results. And I felt today that we went right to the wire to try and get the result.
What's the latest on Jay Spearing?
Yeah, not that bad. I mean, I don't know. The scan hasn't come back too bad, but we'll know more on Monday. You know, when we have another look at the knee, but you know, it's not as bad as we first feared. But we'll probably be able to do a more categoric answer on Monday.
People will look at the game, your next game now at Fleetwood, and think that's it's always going to be an important one. It might have taken on greater significance now.
Well, it's always, they're on an incredible run, and they've gone to Scunthorpe on one today, and Scunthorpe. You know, I've had a worse week than others because they've had the two defeats. You know, results are hard to come by, but you know, we've done better today, and you know, we've just hopefully we can get, you know, Darren Prattley another week's training, and get a couple of players a bit closer to a selection for Saturday.